Stay tuned, my dad and the generations is next.
People are surprised to discover that my family and I drive an hour and a half to Reformation Church. I must confess, 3 years ago when a friend encouraged us to visit Reformation, my thoughts were, a two-hour drive to church? I don't think so. But because of our friendship, I was willing to make the trip one time. Well, we have been making that drive ever since. You may be thinking, why would anyone drive that far to attend a church? The members of Reformation take their walk with the Lord seriously. They actively encourage one another, building up one another in the faith, and helping to carry each other's burdens. The brothers and sisters at Reformation truly care for one another. But this is not the main reason we attend Reformation. It is only the icing on the cake. The main reason we attend Reformation is because of the centrality of the Word in our worship of the Triune God. His Word is preached with power and authority. At Reformation, we worship the living God, who is mighty and powerful, full of mercy and grace.
Reformation Church in Castle Rock meets at Douglas County High School in Front Street at 10:30 a.m. Sundays. Check us out at reformationchurch.com or call 303-648-9606.
Are you looking for the ideal Western family vacation? You need to check out Latigo Ranches at latigotrails.com. Enjoy a 100-mile panoramic view of the Continental Divide, 3 miles from the nearest neighbor. Latigo Ranch is secluded, scenic, and intimate, the perfect size to create a sense of family coming home. Enjoy a vacation of mountains, fishing, trails, horses, and great country cooking. Whether it's a family reunion or a once-in-a-lifetime Western vacation for your family, Latigo Ranches is where you want to be. LatigoTrails.com or call 1-800-227-9655. And this is Kevin Swanson. Welcome to Generations. It's good to have you tune in with us today. And faith, family, and freedom on the chopping block. But we're doing everything we can to save these things. I'm a father of five. Of course, I care. My children are in the studio with me today. Abigail, Bethany, and Emily are right here with me. And that's why we're on the air. What's happening in the legislature? That's the issue today. If we care about freedom and family, we've got to ask the question, what kind of world are we raising our children in? And what is going to happen as a result of the Colorado legislature convening in the 2005 session? Several bills are specifically geared to destroy freedom and the family in the state of Colorado. And as Edmund Burke said, the only thing necessary for evil to prevail is for good men to do nothing. The wicked are prevailing in Colorado. Now, our backs are against the wall, but this is not the first time this has happened in human history. Think about it. The giants have showed up before. Now, we need some stones. We'll be back in just a moment. Bad bills in Colorado, next on Generations.
Ladies and gentlemen, I like no-hassle car buying. It's very simple. Here's how it works. Visit McKinneyMotors.com, M-C-K-I-N-N-E-Y, Motors.com. Click on Contact. Tell them what you want, your price range, and a contact number, and Jeff will go to work for you. He's been in the car business for 20 years. He knows cars. He handles any car, new or used. He'll get the best car for you with the best service at your price at Jeff McKinney Motors. That's McKinneyMotors.com or call 303-660-0303. Call him, tell him what you want, and he will do the work for you. Contact McKinneyMotors.com. That's 303-660-0303. Are you tired of the public school rat race? Tired of an education system that isn't cutting it for your family? Maybe the right private school is too expensive for you. Join the growing ranks of 2 million Americans that are homeschooled across the nation. Homeschooled children average in the 70th to 90th percentile in math, reading, and language, 25 percentile points higher than the average public school student. Did you know that you can get started homeschooling for as low as $159? Christian Home Educators of Colorado presents the Deluxe Starter Kit. This includes a video, three cassettes, a huge 365-page manual on how to homeschool, and listen to this, a full year's curriculum package. We'll throw in an introductory workshop. You'll find other similar packages for $299 with this offer. You can homeschool for $159 with the first grade package. It's only $159. Think about it. For the price of a pair of tennis shoes and school clothes, you can homeschool yourself for $159. Check it out at KevinSwanson.com. That's homeschool for $159 at KevinSwanson.com. Or call check at 720-842-4852. That's 720-842-4852.
And embedded on the front lines of the battle of the world views. This is Kevin Swanson. Ladies and gentlemen, good to have you tune in with us. Generations is the name of this program. And today we want to talk about bad bills in the Colorado legislature. They're talking about them right now. They're coming up for committee one by one. And the fight for freedom continues in the state of Colorado. By the way, the fight for liberty and freedom waged in the 1600s, where the state wanted to control the church. That was the reason why the pilgrims came to America, because the state was telling the churches what kind of pastors they should have. Guys like John Bunyan were not licensed, so they wound up in jail for preaching. This kind of thing was happening at the founding of this nation. Now, in the 1900s, in the 2000s, now we have a different problem. The state is not trying to control the church as much. Well, the church is irrelevant in many cases, but the state is trying to control the family. That's what has been happening for the last 150 years. The battle for liberty is happening right now. If you think about it, the compulsory attendance laws began about 100 years ago in Western nations. Now they continue to creep forward. In the last 10 years, the compulsory attendance law has widened in many states across America. Why this trend? Because the state wants total control over your child from the time that he is 0 years old. This is the vision of Rousseau and Marx. And of course, Plato, who said that the reason, the purpose for parents is to biologically produce those children and then hand them over to state professionals who would raise them. This is exactly the agenda of the left, and it has been happening. It continues to happen. It's happening right here. The attack has been going on in Germany. There are homeschool parents in jail, and some homeschool parents are losing their children in Germany, Montana, North Dakota. In this country, laws have been put forward in this last session encouraging more restrictions on home education in those states. Now, of course, we appreciate the fact that Governor Owens specifically warned legislators in a State of the State address several weeks ago not to touch home education. Thank you, Governor Owens, for protecting homeschooling in this state. Of course, he was one of the original authors of the homeschool bill in Colorado. So we're thankful for that. He has agreed, he has promised to veto any bill that would restrict homeschooling rights in the state of Colorado. But, the opposition is alive and well in this state. And I want to tell you about that in just a moment. We want to look at the mandatory kindergarten bill. It's moving forward right now in Colorado. Now, this is opening the door for a mandatory program that will be foisted upon every child in the state of Colorado from age 5 and upward. This is Senate Bill 88. Senate Bill 88 is requiring all Colorado school districts to establish public kindergarten programs. If SB 88 becomes law, the state will expand its jurisdiction over your children. SB 88 is going to lower the age for the annual school census to 5. SB 88 is there to ruin more children. It disrespects the principle of individuality in education. Folks, we have talked about this again and again and again. If we had taken Patrick Henry, if we had taken Ansel Adams, if we had taken Thomas Edison and crushed them into this box, they would have never progressed. They would have never contributed what they have contributed to our society. A lot of times, these little boys are not ready for kindergarten, for education. They're not ready to get into a boxed education program. Now, maybe little girls can handle it, but a lot of little boys are damaged by being introduced to education way too soon. Now, the Colorado government right now is working diligently to try to get this box system, this mandatory kindergarten program, into our schools, and I believe also into our home schools. It could be home schools be exempted this first time around, but it still is a problem. The state is trying to control the education of our children. By the way, you can reach your senator by calling 303-866-2316. That's 303-866-2316 or 888-473-8136 if you're outside of the Denver area. 888-473-8136 if you're outside of the Denver area. So you can reach your senator on this SB 88 and register your opinions on it by calling 888-473-8136. Now we want to talk about another possible bill that could be passed into law this season. They tried last season on this guy, but they're going to try one more time. It's HB 1161. HB 1161 will establish an immunization registry to register children in the state of Colorado who have or have not been immunized. Now, there's a lot of parents don't want to immunize their children because there are some children that die from immunizations. Immunizations aren't necessarily the solution to our health problems. And there are many doctors, some chiropractors and others, that don't prefer to give immunizations to their own children. So this is obviously an area where the principle of individuality will once again be violated by our government. Well, if we have an immunization registry, of course, the government is going to press forward. The next step is forced immunizations. The camel's nose enters the tent, and then we get even more government control into our children. Now, health and education have for thousands of years been the purview of parents. That's just been the case. And yet it's been government over the last 200 years that have been dead set at taking away these rights and these freedoms, these responsibilities that God has laid in the laps of parents. So the pressure is upon the family right now through bills like SB 88 and HB 1161 to take health and education choices away from parents and put it in the purview of government. Well, should government tell you what your child should do in terms of his health and education? Should government come into your house and tell you when your children should take those vitamins or what they should have for breakfast? Should the government come in and tell you how to discipline your children? Should there be spanking police that enter every home every day? Well, if parents aren't qualified to teach their children, to educate their children, why should parents be qualified to discipline their children? By the time you get to this point, you're saying the government has total purview. The government should control every aspect of your family's life. And that's the direction we're heading, folks, right here in the state of Colorado. Should we bring in the police, the spanking police? I don't think so. Bills like these are intended not only to increase the power of government, but it will also wreck the family by stripping the family of responsibilities and freedoms. Now, thank God, bad bills are stopped. A bad bill was just stopped in North Dakota. And I believe we can stop these bad bills here. But the only thing, the only way for evil to prevail is for good men to do nothing. When we get back, we're going to talk about one more bad bill right here on Generations. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
Are you tired of the public school rat race? Tired of an education system that isn't cutting it for your family? Maybe the right private school is too expensive for you. Join the growing ranks of 2 million Americans that are homeschooled across the nation. Homeschooled children average in the 70th to 90th percentile in math, reading, and language, 25 percentile points higher than the average public school student. Did you know that you can get started homeschooling for as low as $159? Christian Home Educators of Colorado presents the Deluxe Starter Kit. This includes a video, three cassettes, a huge 365-page manual on how to homeschool, and listen to this, a full year's curriculum package. We'll throw in an introductory workshop. You'll find other similar packages for $299 with this offer. You can homeschool for $159 with the first grade package. It's only $159. Think about it. For the price of a pair of tennis shoes and school clothes, you can homeschool yourself for $159. Check it out at kevinswanson.com. That's homeschool for $159 at kevinswanson.com. Or call check at 720-842-4852. That's 720-842-4852.
Oh, why did I put it off? I should have made an appointment.
This winter, don't get left in the cold. Get your car winterized at Academy Car Care and Repair. Academy Car Care and Repair's ASC-certified mechanics can work on all vehicles. Call Academy Car Care and Repair today before you really need them. 573-5973. That's 573-5973. Academy Car Care and Repair at Academy and LaSalle.
Imagine a summer camp for the whole family. A camp with powerful messages that will encourage your family to live and love together. Imagine a five-day family camp from $52. Okay, you can stop imagining now. It will happen next August in Glorieta, New Mexico. Your family will hear inspiring messages on family, godly womanhood, how to be a man of God from great speakers like Dr. R.C. Sproul Jr. and James and Stacy McDonald. There will be plenty of time for relaxing fellowship, hiking, volleyball, softball, high ropes course, paintball, miniature golf, horseshoes, shuffleboard, frisbee golf, and all the rest. This camp is sponsored by Reformation Church, a family-integrated church strategically located between Colorado Springs and Denver in Castle Rock. Call 303-648-9606 for a brochure or email camp at reformation.com. You need to register now. At these prices, we are almost filled up. That's camp at reformationchurch.com. The next generation hangs on this program, as always. My name is Kevin Swanson. The program is Generations. Bad bills in Colorado today. Bills like SB 888. And SB 88 is a bill that is bad, really bad. It increases the power of the state. At the same time, wrecks the family. A genius bill if you're opposing things like freedom and family, but a bad bill for the rest of us. And I want to talk a little bit about what the Bible has to say about these things. Deuteronomy 6:7, you shall teach your children diligently as you talk of my words when you sit in your house, as you walk by the way, as you lie down, as you rise up. Well, there it says it's the parents' responsibility to teach their children God's word. And, of course, there is no example of government-funded education or welfare in the Bible. It's the responsibility of parents to train their children up in the way they should go. Thomas Jefferson, one of the founders of this nation, warned us that to compel a man to furnish funds for the propagation of ideas he disbelieves and abhors is sinful and tyrannical. And of course, that happens all the time in the public schools. And, of course, it's going to happen in kindergarten in just maybe a few years if good men do nothing. Well, one more bad bill before we get into some discussion on what we should do as Christians, as men and women of God. Well, here it is. An anti-discrimination bill for homosexuals has just passed through the Senate Business and Labor Committee. It's Senate Bill 28. And by the way, a bill like this was passed or was addressed in Illinois, and this bill was trying to force churches in Illinois to hire homosexuals. So obviously there's some effort to control churches as well. But SB 28 is trying to control what? Businesses in the state of Colorado. Of course, the bill passed the committee, the Senate Committee on Business Labor, and it was approved by 4 Democrats and opposed by 3 Republicans. No surprise there, I guess, for those of us sitting here in the audience. One homosexual was quoted in the Rocky Mountain News this morning as saying, "You think gay people choose their sexual orientation? Well, I respectfully ask you to get over it, because you're wrong." And maybe we are wrong on that issue, but, ladies and gentlemen, sin has always been a genetic problem, whether it's homosexuality or whatever. It's always been a genetic problem. But here's the real question. Should we have a problem with discriminating against certain kinds of sin when you hire somebody? Well, you know, I discriminate against laziness. I don't know if it's just me. I'm just a discriminating kind of guy. I don't hire lazy people. In the words of one Senate committee member this morning, speaking at a press conference, "Now that we got this bill passed, we're really on a roll. We're hoping that we can tell every businessman in Colorado who they can hire and who they can fire. In fact, I think we should have an anti-discrimination law passed against, well, lazy people." Oh, since we're on a roll, what about an anti-discrimination law for those of a politically fascist persuasion who want to tell businessmen in Colorado who they should hire and who they should fire? Dave, what do you think about comments like these? I'm not sure this is a direct quote, though, now I look at it.
Yeah, I think maybe it was a little apocryphal. It's silly to say that because I'm born with a desire, that makes it right. Well, most people have a desire, an innate desire to have things. We call that coveting, when desiring becomes too large. Does that make it right? No, it doesn't. We pass laws against stealing. So the fact that somebody may be born towards a genetic predisposition towards something is highly irrelevant. It's not an ethical argument at all.
What they're trying to say, Dave, is that homosexuality is a good thing. Just cut through it all. What these legislators are trying to do is to send a message to Colorado homosexuals, be immoral and celebrate your immorality. Ben Franklin, one of the founders of this nation, again, he said, "Either you'll be governed by God or by God you'll be governed." Without morality, the people will always give way to tyranny. The enemy knows this kind of thing. He wants us tyrannized. He wants us enslaved. He likes that kind of thing. The Bible says, with the wickedness of the people, the increase of the princes will always result. Well, that's what the Bible says. These things go hand in hand. That's why strong families and moral lifestyles will always produce a free nation. That's why we struggle for these sorts of things on this program. That's why bad legislators will always support immorality and increased government. And these Colorado legislatures are dead set. They are out to destroy our nation. That's their commitment. They are out to destroy our heritage, our freedoms, and our liberties. They want absolute state control over five-year-olds. Every five-year-old. They want immunizations enforced. They want more government funding. They want more control over the economy.
They want more control over who businesses hire and fire. And they want homosexuals rewarded for their sin. They want these things. These things go together. The vision is an immoral and enslaved people in the United States of America. That's what these legislators want. And it's ultimately because they have rejected the law of God. Now, we're getting down to the root issue here. Dave Buhner again. He's in our studio. Dave, you know, it's always puzzled me why good people are always lured into passivity. It seems to be a strategy of the evil one.
Well, yeah, the devil is tenacious. He will never stop. It's not as if, even in my personal life, that I'm going to conquer a sin one day and I'm never going to be tempted again. It's not like today on my checklist, I dealt with bitterness. I'm not bitter today, so tomorrow I'm not going to be tempted towards bitterness again. No, it's a daily struggle, and these legislative battles, they're going to be daily struggles too. There will always be wicked people. The only question is, will the righteous people rise up and fight it? You know, in a way, Kevin, we need to look at this as a blessing because it's an exercise of our faith. You don't get strong unless you start lifting some weight, unless you start exercising, and God gives us this chance.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is tough to pick up the phone and call your legislator. Why is it so hard? It's hard because there's opposition. It's hard because, of course, the devil doesn't want you to do that. It's hard because there's always been a war against evil, as David just mentioned. It's hard because this is a battle. It's hard to do this program today. You think it's easy to come on the air and talk about good and evil and bad bills and the struggle for liberty? It's always been difficult. But good men have got to stand up and do something. That's our encouragement to you today. Let's talk about a long-term strategy, because obviously we've got a serious problem here in Colorado. We do not have enough principled leaders running and winning positions in the legislature. We don't have enough principled leaders in our churches. We don't have enough principled leaders standing for the law of God anywhere, in any institution in our land. But I want to present to you one idea, which I think has worked very, very well over the last 10 years or so. It's Teen Pact. This organization has trained tens of thousands of young people across the United States. Something like 40 states are now putting these Teen Pact classes together, which trains our young people in the areas of principled leadership. It conveys a biblical worldview. And by the way, there are two classes happening in Colorado on April 11th and April 18th. I want to invite you down to this. Bring your teens. Take 1 week and learn a whole lot more than you'd learn in a class in just 1 week. These students read their bills on the first day of class. They assign them to committees, and every student gets assigned to a committee, whether it be health committee, education committee, judicial committee. They're assigned to real live committees. They have parliamentary procedure. There are field trips to government offices, discussions with legislators. It's a great week. I've been involved for 5 or 6 years myself. But most importantly, your students will get a solid biblical worldview during that week. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to convey a vision to our children. It's time to give a vision to our teens. I think it's going to make a serious difference in the future. As Dr. Brian Ray's report pointed out, 18 to 25-year-old homeschool graduates are something like 14 times more likely to be involved in political leadership than their counterparts from private and public schools. So there is a difference. There is a difference in those teens, and many homeschoolers attend Teen Pact. That's no secret at all. Teen Pact is about 95% homeschoolers, because homeschoolers want their children to get involved and impact society. Praise God for that. Ladies and gentlemen, as we wrap up the program today, we just have a minute left. I want to recommend to you my book, The Second Mayflower. I know we're running against some serious problems. We have lost our liberties. We have lost our moral standards. The solidity of the family has been basically vacated in this nation. But there's good things happening. The Second Mayflower is a movement of men and women who believe in God, in family, and in freedom. And I want to tell you today, this movement is growing. That's why we're on the air. I encourage you to get a copy of my book, The Second Mayflower. Just call 877-842-CHECK, 877-842-CHECK, or go to the web. It's on the web at checkbooks.com, checkbooks.com. You can talk to us on this program by emailing kevin@check.org, kevin@check.org. Talk to us. Tell us what you think about this program. My name is Kevin Swanson, inviting you to join us again next time as we establish a vision for the next generation.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Swanson here. There's a principle that has never let me down. I do business with the people I believe in, and that's why I go with George Sechrist Insurance for all my insurance needs.
George is a man of honesty, integrity, and service. George will go the extra mile for you. I've seen him give up himself sacrificially for the needs of others. You can count on George. Auto, life, home, call George at George Secrets Insurance, 303-979-1288. That's 303-979-1288.
Driver education and training gets an F, says the Good Housekeeping magazine in March 2003. Insurance Institute for Highway Safety reports driver education and training could increase the chances of a fatal crash with your teenager. Why is this? What's going wrong here? Why are parents not paying attention to these vital statistics? The problem is not within the teenager, but within the training process. When you separate the classroom from the practical, you are setting yourself and your teenager up for failure. University studies have proven that the National Driver Training Institute program works and will drastically reduce the chance of teenage crashes and fatalities. National Driver Training Institute's program, Help for the Teenager Who Wants to Drive, is a Colorado-approved graduated driver licensing program that will work for you and your family. Call the National Drivers Training Institute and give your new teen driver education and the training they deserve. The program costs start at $155, and it's recognized by every insurance company in Colorado. Call 266-4700 in the Springs. Outside the Springs, call 1-800-942-2050. Or go online, nationaldrivertraining.com.
Christian families have not escaped the rapid increases in healthcare costs. They are looking for solutions. Does the Bible provide any answers to the problems that plague our healthcare system? There are a growing number of Christian families who have joined together through Samaritan Ministries. They are helping one another directly with medical needs, one Christian household to another. Every month, there are more than 10,000 households who pray with one another, send notes of care and encouragement, and give a monthly share to help with other members' needs. They are sharing nearly $1.5 million in needs every month, yet the monthly share is only $195, even less for couples and singles. Christians need to take the lead in demonstrating to others that the Bible really does have the answers, including health care. If you would like to know more about a movement of caring, committed believers, call Samaritan Ministries at 1-888-2-OTHERS or visit the website at www.samaritanministries.org.